Cycling has enjoyed steadily growing popularity in Sonora in recent years, but during the pandemic, interest has soared, though safety issues remain. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse reports on efforts to sustain this booming interest beyond the pandemic.
On a recent weekday evening, a steady stream of bikers made their way around a popular loop on the western edge of Hermosillo. Some were seasoned riders, decked out in spandex and making impressive time on the low-traffic, three-mile circuit near the state baseball stadium. Others were much newer to the sport.
Definitivamente, la respuesta es yo no hubiese entrado al ciclismo.
Juan Carlos Luna and his 12-year-old daughter Rebecca had just finished up a ride, and their bikes were loaded in his truck bed. He says that if it wasn't for the pandemic, he never would have started cycling. But now, his entire family rides.
Pues me gusta mucho, se me hace muy divertido.
Like her father, Rebecca has taken to what she calls a very fun sport. She loves the speed and intends to stick with it, pandemic or no. Like many other Hermosillenses, Juan Carlos's family picked up their bikes in the spring when gyms and other businesses in Sonora closed during the first coronavirus wave. That rush of demand has meant bike stores and workshops have fared well during the pandemic, while many other businesses have suffered or shut down altogether.
500%, más o menos, yo creo.
Adán Ortega owns La Bikería, where he says business has jumped dramatically since the first cases were confirmed in the spring. Before the pandemic, a couple bikes would come in for repairs most days. Now he says he's averaging closer to 10.
Hace 3 meses, 4 meses, agarré la línea Scott.
He also recently started selling Scott brand bikes, but everyone that came in was quickly sold, and now he says his supplier has no more to send him. Other Hermosillo shops are contending with similar demand issues.
De hecho, yo no me desplazo en la bici.
But as much as he loves biking, he tries to avoid doing it in the city, which he says just isn't safe for bikers. And the numbers back him up. Federal crash data analyzed by KJZZ show that 7 bikers were killed in the city in 2019, the highest municipal figure in the country. Nearly 70 others were injured. Several new bikers said that improving the safety situation is a key part of keeping renewed interest and fellow riders alive. And some members of the cycling community are taking that into their own hands.
Las parrillas actualmente que se encuentran sobre la ciclovía actual.
José Carlos Olivero is a longtime Hermosillo bike enthusiast and a founder of a group that organizes regular mass rides through the city. He says that among the dangers urban bikers face are storm grates, whose openings can catch wheels, sending riders flying. So Olivero and some other bikers got together and repaired one on an October evening. In videos captured by Fidel Javier Castro, you can see one of them welding metal strips across the grate and perpendicular to the road, and others keeping a lookout for oncoming cars. The idea was to put pressure on local officials, and it worked. They're now working with the city on a solution for the many other storm grates. He says the pressure is going to continue, but Olivero applauds the work that city officials have done expanding the network of bike lanes in recent years. Guadalupe Pañuñuri, director of the local urban planning body, is one of them.
Infraestructura ciclista. Hay más de 260 kilómetros ahorita en este momento.
Bike lanes have grown quickly in recent years, and she says the city now has roughly 170 miles of them, including significant stretches of protected lanes.
Nos falta avanzar mucho en la infraestructura para poder mejorar eso.
But given the troubling safety statistics, she readily concedes that there's still a long way to go. Back at the stadium, Luna and his daughter were just about to head home.
Pues de hecho, es algo parecido a lo que ya han iniciado a manejar lo que son las ciclovías, ¿verdad?
He says the growing miles of bike lanes are an important part of keeping new cyclists like his family on the road. But it's not enough.
Si te fijas, aquí, aunque todo el mundo sabe que es una ruta de paseo.
Even at their stadium route, which boasts wide roads with dedicated bike lanes, he says motorists don't show bikers the respect they need to be safe.
Y la otra es pues seguir con fomentando digamos la educación o el respeto al ciclista, ¿no?
As important as building new bike infrastructure, he says, is promoting respect for cyclists among drivers. As it stands, cyclists are defenseless on Hermosillo streets. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.